Silent bosses.
I'm gonna beat you, girl.
Be prepared to work without applause.
You got to encourage yourself.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
changing careers. What is it that you're gonna go do?
I don't know what the next thing is. I feel like I'm unsatisfied at work.
Hey, homies.
What up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Woohoo!
Welcome back.
So, we're excited to talk this week's podcast about changing careers.
Yes, this has come up for both the new homies who maybe thought they wanted to be something for as long as they have been when they were growing up and now have started that job and was like, womp womp.
I don't want to do that.
Right. And for homies who've been in a career for a long time and still are like, okay, I did that.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that anymore. I've been doing this for a minute and now I'm done with that.
I'm over that.
And, I'm over that.
This is actually a topic that is near and dear to my heart because, you know, all the homies know that I'm in financial services. But when we first graduated from college, I was actually in technical sales. And I remember distinctly when I decided I don't want to do this anymore. I was working at AT&T, no disrespect to AT&T, and all of my colleagues were in their early to mid 40s, maybe late 40s. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't want to be 40 years old chasing a sales quota every month trying to send my kids to college or what have you. So I thought, I'm going to go back to school and get me a job where I don't have to chase a sales quota. Now, that's a different podcast where I realized we're all chasing quotas.
No matter what you do.
But I didn't know that. I was 25, and I thought, I'm going to get me a job where I'm not doing that. But it's actually what prompted me to go back to business school, get a degree in finance, and get into financial services. So we're going to talk a little bit today about changing careers. Out of the gate, the very first thing is you've got to start with, why do I want to change my career? Like, what is it that I am trying to accomplish? For me, I was not only trying to not have to change a sales quota, but I also thought I'm making a tremendous amount of money for somebody who's this young, and I really don't have a hard skill. I'm basically just winging it off of charisma. And I have nothing but basically soft skills because my undergraduate degree was in business management. So for me, I wanted to get a career that had more of a staying power and to have a more quantitative hard skill component to it.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, you that was important to you. So that really has to do, I guess, makes for the second point, because mine was know yourself. Like, is your personality driving your decision? Because sometimes we get into careers and we think, I'm good at this, but it grates on who I am as a person. And I feel like I'm dying this slow death in this job. And so that's what's driving my need to do something else professionally.
And we see this happen a lot with a lot of our friends. They either don't change careers because they have put themselves in a financial situation a la debt and responsibilities where they have to make a certain amount of money and they feel like they can't change and take a new career, go a new career path and make less money because they've set up this lifestyle that forced them to make a certain amount of money. So that's a really good point is about knowing yourself. I would say get real clear on the what is it that you're going to go do. So one of the things that someone told me as I was looking at changing careers and I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do, and I've never forgotten it, they asked me the question, if all jobs paid the same amount of money, what would you do for a living? And at the time, they would not let me coach the UT Lady Vols basketball team, and so I went with my second best thing.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, so yeah, that is a good point. Like, if everything, so to me, to be able to answer that question, you're going to have to take some time to think. And so I think sometimes we want to move very quickly. Like, I don't like my job, or I'm ready to do something else. And by the end of the year, I would like to be in a new position. And so my tip is to take time to think. You know, chances are you have had this inclination for some time. So why not take some, you know, be very thoughtful and map out a strategy for how you want to make your next move.
That's a great point. You can do that by kind of taking a personal inventory of yourself. What types of books am I reading? What do I spend my free time doing? And could I parlay that into
Monetize
that?
that.
Right. Can I monetize that and turn that into a career? Once you're clear on what you want to do, then my next tip is you've got to see what are the steps for you to get there. Is additional education required? Do you need to get a new certification? Do you need to go get a license? And that's back to Demetra's point. It might not be a position that you can transition to quickly.
And I was just gonna say, if you're not clear on what you want to do, it's okay to seek professional help to assist you with that. There are career counselors, there are batteries of tests that could help you. Sometimes you can just poll people that you know and sort of say, you know, I feel like I'm unsatisfied at work. And I am not getting a lot of satisfaction in this position, and I'm really thinking about making another move. You know, what do you think would be a good job for me? And you might be surprised that someone very close to you could come up with a job that you hadn't thought of, or maybe you thought it was silly. But also, don't be afraid of, you know, some professional help. There are people who do this for a living, help people figure out, you know, jobs that are good for them, or help you take your skill set and realize a new job for you.
That's a great point because, we've got cousins that we're like, oh, they should be a choreographer or they should be a music critic or, what have you, because of where their passions lies from the outside looking in. And you're like, they should not be an executive assistant because they're not passionate about that.
That's right. My next thing would be to deal with the fear, which is a little bit about what Bimitra was talking about earlier. The fear could be around money. The fear could be around, as she was talking about, that you need to go back to school. Sometimes we're like, I want to do this, but how would I go to school full time? Or how would I, maybe you're not going to go to school full time. Maybe you're going to go to school part time. Or how am I going to look being back in school at 43 or 38 or 32? Deal with the fear. Change is never without some stress and some anxiety. I think that is normal and a part of the process. And so, just sort of know that that's going to be a part of it, and don't let the fear keep you from making, you know, your change.
Right, so you know your why, you've gotten clear on your what, you've put some thought into it, you've developed your steps. Now you've got to actually map out a plan with a time frame, and the finances of doing it has to be a part of that. I think about how many people I know, they're like, oh, I wanted to go back when we were in our 20s, I want to go back to business school full time. Well, that was a big commitment. You have to get yourself ready to be able to do that. And even if you're going to go to school part time, there's going to be tuition. And if you have kids, what does that look like in terms of, doing this? You've got to develop a plan, an actionable plan with a time frame.
Yeah, you're gonna have to map it out. And I think, you know, part of even what you're saying about that will require you to consider all your options. Maybe you're gonna need to look at part time instead of full time. Maybe you'll need to look at volunteering first. Maybe you'll need to look at hustling on the side, because if you want to be an entrepreneur, maybe you'll need to hustle first and get your business launched before you can quit the 9 to 5 and transition. Maybe you'll need to just do some other things. And so I would say, you know, for sure, you'll have to consider all your options as you are mapping out. My next tip is use your network. And so we talk about relationships a lot on this podcast. And certainly when you're trying to make a change in your career, you know, your network is going to be absolutely critical. That's your friends, that's your colleagues, that's former colleagues, that's relatives, that's your ex-husband's relatives. That could be a number of people who might be helping you, with information or assistance that you are going to need as you try to make this transition.
That is so important. You cannot be shy. You should be telling everyone, well, within your network that could remotely help you transition to a new career. Sometimes you don't know exactly what you want to do, and I would say don't be afraid to shadow somebody or have a cup of coffee with somebody and do an old school informational interview. That's where you basically try to get an understanding of what their day-to-day life looks like and whatever career it is you think you want to be. I know there are, I'm sure what people think being a lawyer is like is not what it's actually like. And so there is value in sitting down and talking with somebody who's actually in that role. It will also help you figure out things that you don't want to do.
Right. Didn't you do one of those
Yeah,
before you went to
I
B school or
did.
when you were in
It
B
was
school or
so I
something?
took a informational interview with a bond trader, and I guess he thought that I was actually there to interview, so he started trying to interview me about all the different things I needed to know to be a bond trader. And I was like, okay, what I do know from leaving here is that I'm not interested in doing
I
this.
want to
I
be a
don't want to
bond
do this because the
trader.
stuff he was asking about, I didn't care nothing about that.
Right. And so to me, and that's okay too. It's okay because I think the more you can eliminate things that you don't want to do, the closer you're going to get to the things that you do want to
Yes, and you can eliminate it early and often.
do. Yes. And so I would also say my next tip is stay strong because a lot of times you're thinking about transitioning because you are unhappy. Sometimes people are transitioning because they already found their passion, but sometimes they're just ready to transition because they're just like, I don't like this and I don't know what the next thing is. And so, just be ready to run the marathon. Try to stay mentally tough as you go through the process. Even if you're like, I am sure that I don't want to do IT for the next 25 years, but I don't know what the next thing is. It's okay because the first step is knowing that you don't want to do
That
this.
is such a good point, and I have seen people do this when they'll do things like, I don't want to work at a bank anymore, and so I'm gonna go to a corporation and work in corporate finance because that's gonna be completely different. And I'd imagine in the legal field, it's like, well, I'm gonna go in-house. And sometimes what's really happening is you just don't want to be a lawyer anymore, or you just don't want to be in finance. And so making that transition to a new organization that you're telling yourself is a new career is not really going to satisfy the itching and yearning that you have to do something different.
Yes, and I have definitely seen that. I mean, I've seen people move into three or four different legal jobs only to find out that they just don't want to, within like a 3 or 4 year period, only to find out that they just don't want to be a lawyer. And to have this big epiphany that it turns out there's lots of things to do with a legal degree besides be a lawyer. And then to have this, windows of heaven open up when they come to that realization and, be excited then about it, but could have saved themselves a lot of heartbreak, I mean, heartbreak, heartache, and, consternation if they had just waited instead of just job hopping, and been more deliberate and
Well, I know,
thoughtful about it.
you've changed firms, and like I know there were some specific new skills and things you wanted to get out of it. So even though you stayed within a firm, and in many ways it allows you to expand your career. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, when I decided to change firms, it was about a skill set, but I wasn't looking for a new cultural environment. And I think that's like one of the mistakes people made. And I give that advice a lot because I work in what's called, big law, and I'll have people come and say I'm unhappy in big law, so I'm going to go across the street to, I'm going to leave ABC big law and go to XYZ. And I'm always like, you can do that, but I don't care what they say. They're going to have very, very similar cultures. And I would imagine it's the same thing if you work for, a top, Fortune 500 company, if you're in the, Fortune 20, they all have a very similar bureaucracy. So if the bureaucracy of the organization is what's making you unhappy, if that's the biggest part, then don't go from the number 13 to the number 8 because they're going to have the same level of bureaucracy. But if it's the product that's making you unhappy, like I'm just not passionate about retail, but I am passionate about oil, then maybe changing from retail to oil could give you a whole new passion at work. So that's why we say be sort, that's why you need to take some time and be thoughtful about why you're changing.
Amen. 100%, 100% agree. I think the other thing you have to do when you're wanting to change careers is, to a certain degree, you have to shift your brand. And this is something that even Demetra and I are working on right now. When we get asked to come speak somewhere now, the first question I ask is, are you asking Demetra the banker to come speak, or are you asking Demetra from Corporate Homie to come speak?
Yes, because those are kind of two different things. I also want to encourage, people to never think that you're too, old to change. There are lots of people who changed careers very late in life. I mean, one of my favorite people to think about is
Vera Wang, yeah.
Vera Wang didn't start. Yeah, she didn't start designing dresses until she was 40, or Ronald Reagan didn't run for office until he
88
was
years old.
no, but much later in life. And so I just think that sometimes people, again, it's a part of fear, start thinking, oh, it's too late for me to change. And it's never too late for you to decide to change. We put this up a lot on our social media, but you are in no way required to be the same person you were 2 months ago, much less, 2 years ago. And so your growth game can always be
I think one of the
strong.
best examples of that is, personal examples, is our mom. She stayed at home with us when we were small children. I actually remember dancing with her to the Isley Brothers as like a 2 or 3 year old. And then as we got older, she worked, and then she went back to get her degree when we were in junior high school and started a career as, I don't even know what it is. It's like an advocate for people who had lost, a social worker basically, an advocate for people who had lost their children due to personal challenges, drugs or alcoholism or what have you. And then by the time she retired, she had spent 20 years as.
No, then she would no, then she went to remember, then she got her
Right, that's what
master's
I'm
when
saying.
we
I'm
were in
sorry, I'm skipping
college.
that step. She got her master's in counseling when we were in college and spent the last 20 years of her professional career as a guidance counselor. So she was a great personal example of, like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yes.
Nope. Well, I tell you what, I don't. I want to be a
I want
college
to be a
student.
college student.
I want to work full-time. I think I want to be a social worker. No, I want to do something with counseling and education. And did it all. None of it seemed out of the box. It actually is one of the reasons why I think we're very passionate about chasing our own goals.
That's very true. And I always felt like that was one of the things that made us so well-rounded because we saw mom in so many different
Lights.
roles and lights. And so we never felt like, oh, if you cook, if you're a woman that cooks and cleans, then you're domestic and you can't be professional. Or if
You
you're
can't cook or
professional,
clean.
then you can't iron your husband. You can't iron your husband's shirts because I saw my mom do it all. I saw her iron my daddy's uniforms and study and make us a hot breakfast every morning and go to work. And so you just sort of understood that you can be, and at different times. And she did, some days she did all of that. And some days she was like, no one's cooking today. No one's cooking. Like, I got your daddy got to go to work. I got to go to work in school. You're on your own for dinner. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just teaches you that there was every, like you said, genre of a woman. I feel like we saw her live. That is a great
So shout
point.
out to Mama if you're listening.
That's right. Hey, Carolyn Johnson Liggins. And so, I hope that these are helpful if you are thinking about changing careers, if you are thinking about, be thoughtful. If you have any questions about that, like Bimitra has changed both before moving from sales to financial services, within financial services, she's moved. She's only been in this position less than a year or just at a year now. I have changed, within my firm, changing firms. We certainly have other homies that we've worked with. We've helped some homies make
Absolutely.
Transitions
Like in the
recently.
last 90 days.
So exactly. So if you have questions or always you can email us at questions@corporatehomie.com. And then if you again want our help with something, send us an email at
And as always, you can
info@corporatehomie.com.
find us on all things social, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Please feel free to reach out. It's always Corporate Homie, HOMIE. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. Did all of you get you a twin? Get you another homie.